Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another Potapalooza episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and I am here with May Cairn. Welcome to the show, May.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Melissa, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here, and I'm just going to introduce you to the audience. May is a visionary entrepreneur, dynamic health expert with a passion for empowering others. As the founder and CEO of Amazing, with her name in the middle of that word, Midlife and Beyond, her mission is to discredit ageism and ignite a fire within women to live with energy, action, and purpose. May holds a variety of impressive titles, including registered nurse, certified integrative health coach, and Miss New York Senior America 2023. Congratulations. Her entrepreneurial journey is marked by creativity, compassion, and an undeniable impact.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. And I love your philosophy. Health is your true wealth. I just love it. As soon as I saw that, I was like, it's beautiful.
It's so true, beautiful. Right? Because without our health, you've seen it. You're a nurse. You've seen it in the hospitals, etc. We can't do anything from our sickbed. We can't be a good parent. We can't be a good partner. We can't run a business. We can't build our career. And yet society programs us to take our health for granted and just go to the doctor to fix us when we get sick.
Yeah, agree. I totally agree. And unfortunately, I'm hoping, maybe as time comes on now and, whatever, that we get more into the preventative aspect of health, and that we also take care of not just the physical ailment of like arm, wrist, and the body, but also our minds, our hearts. The emotional part with all of, what we've gone through as a country and the world with the COVID and the mental health issues for young people. I think that is a very important aspect of dealing with that anxiety and how to calm ourselves, because stress induces so much illness. I mean, I can tell you that from myself being a CEO. Pushing and pushing and two jobs and three jobs. And I personally, was diagnosed, and, I share that because I think it's an important part of the story, with Hashimoto's, which was fine. That's okay. It's an immune issue when you have that with that. And then with lupus. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the catalyst that really, I always thought I was so healthy. I realized I really wasn't. I mean, I look good because I was physically, you know, I didn't have any of the symptoms, you know, weight wise, I looked healthy and all that. But, and I didn't have a lot of the typical, but I had other, you know, things, you know, mentally that I think the stress levels, I'm sure, induced a lot of the health ailments and triggered things, you know, the inflammations in my body, right?
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
The three major causes of chronic illness in our world today are stress, high toxic load, and low nutrient uptake.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can address those three, we can start to eliminate so much of the chronic illness, and people can heal from chronic illness.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear more of your story, your healing story from lupus and Hashimoto's.
Yeah, I think what happened is I had to get a little bit of control on diet first, you know, mm-hmm. stop the sugar load, right? You know, when you're originally as a nurse, you know, and you don't drink coffee and you start with coffee, you just add a lot of sugar. And then I worked in pediatrics, so I don't know, I was popping ice creams all night, I guess, you know, and all of those things, you know, you start to do. And honestly, this is one thing I'll say, and I think this is important. As women, especially, we kind of poo-poo, I'll call it that, any kind of health ailment we have. And mm-hmm. we kind of think a lot of it is just overload. You know, we're doing a lot. We're working full time. We're still caring for children. We're handling elderly parents. And I'm not saying that men don't do it. They just don't do it to the level of which predominantly women still do in society. I mean, we just have a heavy load, yes. and yet we're trying to maintain all of those things. So when we have something, which I had symptoms, ignored them because I can get, I'm just tired. I'm just, you know, body aches or things. You just keep going. You just keep going, right? So you kind of dismiss a lot of those things. And it was a, you know, basic routine. And they were the ones who said, oh my God, you're a mess. Like basic blood work, you know, everything was off. The blood counts were off, but this was off. And I'm like, oh, but you know what? I feel fine. They're like, no, you really, seriously, you got to like get a grip here, you know? And honestly, being in, you know, Western medicine, traditional medicine definitely has its place. You know, yes. there are times where treatment is necessary and medications, and we're so, you know, grateful for it.
And acute care is amazing.
Right. But there are times when it's overly prescribed mm-hmm. and it's fixing the problem instead of getting to the root cause.
Right. It's a band-aid sometimes instead of the root.
Yeah. And I think that for anyone in health and wellness, they've got to go to that root cause. And I think the other thing too is many times, I see this in what I do with women is they go to a physician, they may have the complaints, they're given a quick band-aid or whatever, and they don't go for a second opinion. They're just like, okay, that's it. This is what I have. And you have to go with your gut and your heart and your instinct to say, I'm not right. Something's not right. And seek mm-hmm. another opinion.
100%.
Right.
Because we've lived in our body our whole entire lives. So yeah. we're our own best doctor. We know mm-hmm. when something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, listening to our intuition at that point is so important. And getting that second opinion, keep looking until you find the person that is willing to listen to you and what your concerns are and can then help you address them. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think too, we as well have to take responsibility for certain things like myself. I'll use, you know, I mean, I've learned from experience, you know, like they say, I mean, your gut is like the queen, right? They say mm-hmm. the gut is the queen of the body. And if the queen ain't happy, the whole kingdom falls apart. You know, you've heard that, I'm sure, right? Yep. The kingdom yep. is shut. But yet yep. I would eat things and get a stomach ache. But repeat that again in another couple and eat it again. They're like, oh, yeah, my stomach, and not like take the time. And I think that's part of when you're on that health journey or wellness, take the time to document, mm-hmm. write down like what's going on so that you can see some kind of connection.
Yes.
And not ignoring like, you know what, you're right. That's probably not good for me. Why is that not good for me? You know, sometimes we just keep thinking like this is the way I should always have a stomach ache. And right. then I realized, no, that this is not normal, you know?
Exactly. And yet so many people do accept it as normal because it creeps up on us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we forget what it feels like to eat and not have a stomach ache.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you, Melissa, do you focus in all parts or where, you know, mental health, physical?
I love to jokingly call myself the friendly toxin slayer in that I help people detox their physical body, their emotional body. So releasing all the stuffed down emotions and the bag of rocks we're carrying around. The mental body, releasing all the limiting decisions, and then the spiritual body, detoxing that. And what I mean by that is bringing it into alignment. Are you actually living the life that you came here to live? Or are you in a job that you hate, that you stay there because it pays the bills?
Yeah.
So like you said earlier, it's addressing all of the bodies. It's not just looking at the physical body. Because by the time symptoms show up in the physical body, they've come through the other three bodies. And so we start the healing in the physical body, absolutely. And we want to get to the root, as you said. And then we clear it in the other three bodies. And that's how we get to total health. Because I'm sure you know lots of people that, you know, they had a diagnosis and it was addressed in the physical body and they got through it. And then a few years later, there's another diagnosis.
Yeah.
And it's because the symptoms have come back as the emotional body or the mental body are going, hello, hello, you didn't address all the stuffed down emotion that becomes toxic in our body over the course of a lifetime.
Yeah, I have to so agree with you, because even mindset, I think, has a lot to do with it. I'm not saying all, but in the spiritual path and the recovery for those like that have cancer, you know, and I don't mean, I'm not saying all and there's miracles, all, but generally those that have that positive mindset or like, I'm going to get this and whatever, do much better.
Yes.
You know, than those that are just, that's it. This is it. It's a death, you know, and, you know, and it's not that one person is stronger than another. It's just that they really, there's a lot, I think, emotionally as well.
Yeah. And that mindset absolutely is so powerful. It's the mindset of, do you have the belief that you can heal? Because if you have the belief you can heal, that gives you hope. If you're stuck over here in fear, that just shuts everything down. It shuts down the immune system. It creates stress on the body and you're not able to heal because your immune system is now shut down. Right? And so our mind is so powerful. And I love teaching that in my work and sharing that with people as well. And I know you work with that because you have a really fun talk title as well called Mirror, Mirror, Ditch the Doubt, Embrace the Dazzle. And I love that. And of course, ditching the doubt is all about the power of our mind, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is so powerful from every aspect, you know, from how we see ourselves, from self-esteem to, you know, how we beat ourselves up to, you know, just embracing the good parts, embrace the dazzle. It's a very interesting thing. And it's also what we're taught, right? Over and over again, or what we hear. And, you know, it's so funny how we quickly can hold on to that negative comment or thing, but yet the positive ones that we get, we let them come in and out really quickly. We don't hold on to them. So,
So much societal programming there, right? And, you know, I'm one of those people that I was taught it's always great to give. Giving is better than receiving. And it wasn't until just a few years ago that somebody said to me, you know that giving and receiving is cyclical, right? So for you to be able to give means someone else has to be able to receive. And for them to be able to give means you have to be able to receive.
Yeah.
If you can't learn to receive, then you're not allowing them to give.
Right.
And that was a whole like, whoa, never thought of it that way before for me, right?
Yeah.
And so learning to receive. And that can be something as simple as receiving a compliment.
Yeah, I did that once. It's a great analogy you just said about that, taking in to be able to receive. Because generally as women, especially if you're in healthcare or you're whatever, you're givers, right? But women in general were much more givers and caretakers and stuff like that. And my girlfriend, this is a perfect analogy, especially for women that are hard on themselves and, you know, have young daughters, right? And she's complimenting her daughter and all, and her daughter is saying, oh, I look bad in this. This is terrible, blah, blah, and on and on. And she was so mad. Like, right. So she's like, I'm like, I don't understand. She's this and this and this. And she's telling me like, this doesn't, you know, isn't right, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, how does that make you feel? So she says, it's terrible. Like, I don't understand. So I said, I want you to think about yourself for a minute, because she used to do this. You compliment her. And she would be like, oh, this sweater, it's old. Or, oh, really? My hair doesn't look really that good today. I look like I'm tired. I said, do you realize? I said, do you feel that emotion? I said, you just robbed somebody else of a gift. She said, what do you mean? I said, You robbed that person. They gave you a gift. They wanted to feel good because when they make you feel good, they feel good. And by you knocking it down, you just beat them up. You just hurt them like that. You just took them back. And she was like, I said, it's, and I said, and when you do that, I said, you're being selfish. And she was like, I was like, I was the only thing I could think of to like get her to stop that with her door. I go, that's very selfish. You're thinking only about yourself. Well, I want to say this about myself. Just take it. Thank you. And I received that and let it go. But it's not easy. It's not easy. I've always been good at it.
Good for you. And we all have different programs, right? That we run through our entire life. And we get into adulthood and then we discover, oh, that program is no longer working for me. And we don't realize we can shift it and we can change it. You know, we update the programs on our phone the moment we get the update that there's a new update. And we can update ourselves and change our programs. So if that program is no longer working, the program where I have to put myself down for whatever reason, if someone pays me a compliment, I have to, like, you know, downplay it because somewhere in my childhood, it wasn't good to receive that or it wasn't good to shine.
Right.
And that's the program we still run.
Yeah, I think you're right. Do you work a lot with that, with young, like with childhood, well, not trauma, but
childhood programming? Yes, I work.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think. Yeah. Right. Because there's so much that's underlying that carries us through as an adult.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's where you're able to a skill set, take that and kind of re-channel it or re.
Yeah, we literally rewire the neurology and then there's homework, there's tasking. So there is effort. Working with the unconscious mind, though, is so much faster than working with the conscious mind because the unconscious mind is the other 90% and it's fast. And we literally rewire the neurology and then we give steps to practice using the new neurology so that we can make that little bunny trail into a 2-lane highway, into a 4-lane or 2-lane road, 4-lane road. And then before you know it, it's an 8-lane highway. So the brain goes this way now instead of that way. So previously it might've gone that way and it's not good to shine. And so I have to put down whatever somebody said nice about me to overhear, where now I can just say, thank you. I received that and move forward.
Yeah.
And then that becomes automatic. So it's really,
it's such a blessing what you do in doing that for people. Cause that's a skill set. There's training. I know you've done probably extensive training, you know, for that.
Yes.
That's what my role basically is. I look for therapists or physicians or trained expertise in these fields that I refer women to. I always say, beautiful, as like a CEO background, my thing is connecting people to those experts and staying within the field of what I do and what I do well. And then you go to the next level because some people need, you know, a more in-depth care and treatment. So,
Absolutely.
And I think that's part of the fun of, you know, recognizing that too, you know, for people and that we're all, you know, even myself, I love learning all these things. You know, there's always something you can learn or make yourself better or try new modalities and, you know, whatever they may be from, you know, brainwave, sound baths, all of those. Are you involved with any of that too? Or
I know of them. I've used sound baths and yes, definitely working with brainwaves and it's all, you know, so many ways that we can support our brain, our body in healing. And as you said, I love learning it too. And we kind of jokingly say in our trainings that, you know, we're all here to never stop learning because you're either growing, learning, or dying. And which side of that spectrum would you like to be on, right? Don't be on the dying side, be on the learning and growing side because no one of us can ever know everything.
Right.
And so when you know, we just keep learning and we're just scratched the surface of what we know about the brain. Mm-hmm. So I've loved this conversation, May, and love what you're doing. And our work is clearly aligned and we really understand each other here. And I love to ask every single one of my guests, what does don't wait for your wake up call mean to you?
I would say, don't wait to any of your medical or physical ailments are overpowering you for dysfunction. start to see the little tidbits of things that start to happen before you in the I will say the crash and burn, real crash and burn, is recognize when things start to escalate, to catch them before they get to the deep level of permanent damage or things along that line that are much harder to repair. Mm-hmm. And like I said, simple things like in well-being or physical ailments, you know, you're not, as women, you know, you're more constipated, or you're just more fatigued, and you're like brain fog, or you're not, you just don't have the energy. You're just feeling like, all right, this is another day, and you're waking up and you just don't want to get out of bed. I mean, that's a good sign in itself. You don't want to get out of bed and go, okay, I'm ready for the day. That's telling you you're having a sleep issue. Like, and sleep is also critical. It's like one of the foundations,
I agree.
And I think that if you recognize that and you can get a hold of somebody and not be afraid to go out, even if it's a therapist that you need or a physical person to do ailments or search something out, because that's not what life's supposed to be. And I think we, many women, I see it, allow that to be, that's normal, like the way I'm feeling, because their friend feels it, because they're in a group of women that are all overworked and, you know, exactly, in that whole thing. So it's like, oh, we're all the same. I guess this is normal. It's not normal.
Not normal. I say the same thing. We look around and see everyone else just as stressed out as we are, and we think it's normal. And you're right. It's absolutely not.
Yeah. So just take, time for that. That I think is, you know, and I've just seen it myself, you know, like I said, I'm 66 years old. So I recently in the 60s, and now I think, you know, I'm going to live to 120. So I'm thinking this is midlife now.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
beautiful.
Like that.
I love it.
Right. I'm like, oh, midlife. I guess I'm a little past that. And I'm like, no, I'm not a midlife.
You're right there.
And, you know, I'm like, I'll just be one of those, you know, whatever, stop my plastics, do the right things. I hopefully, and still have fun. I'm not going to tell people I don't have fun. I do. But I think that just, you know, taking time for ourselves a little bit, you know, especially even at night, you know, it's like sleep is so important. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very, knock wood, I always say this. I literally, I must be like that energy, you know, the battery, you know, pull it out, bump, I'm out in 5 minutes. I think it's my brain just like, that's it, you know. But I think that's a skill set too.
It is.
How to go to sleep.
It is. I have a whole course on it because.
Do you?
I do. 6 steps to better sleep. And I'm very fortunate. I'm a good sleeper. However, I know so many people aren't. And so that's why I teach.
That's
people.
A great course. Oh, I have to look that up. I may refer people to, because they're like, I don't sleep. I don't, can't get sleep. But, you know, part of it is taking responsibility for, like you said, learning how to do that. Mm-hmm. But this is all part of learning. And I think, you know, when people, and as you know, any healthy habit, I always tell people takes like 60 days, like to forget this, you know, 2 weeks, you know, it doesn't happen like that. It's 60 days, it's like drinking water, right? How much hydration do you need? I'm like, oh, you know, and I even forget, you know, but those are the things, right? And health basics. I say, start with basics, just drink more water.
Exactly. That's a great step one is just drink more water.
Just drink more water.
May, if anybody wants to get a hold of you and work with you, what is the best way for them to reach you?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, and I put all of my events and, you know, classes and things that are coming up. So it's just May Came, M-A-E, like my first name, and then it's C-A-I-M, it's Mary E. So my LinkedIn, and also Amazing, which is spelled like my name, A-M-A-E-C-I-N-G, Midlife on Instagram, and Amazing Midlife and Beyond is my website.
Perfect. We will have all of that in the show notes for you. And
thank you.
Is there any last words of wisdom you would like to share with the audience as we wrap this episode?
Well, just to listen to yourself and not be afraid to seek out, you know, treatment and healthy guidelines. And I always say it's never too late. It is never too late. You know, so many people are like, oh, I've been, you know, this all. No, it's never too late. It can change at 60, 70, you know, at, you know, like I said, at 65, I became a senior in New York and in pageant life. I would have said, I would have never done that. Right. And I have women in my group now that are 85, 90, you know, they're starting back dating, like little Giuseppe and all. So, you know, there's still love available. There's still all of that. And, I think that's the thing. It's just never too late. And, you know, we should live life to its fullest, full of energy.
Beautiful. I love that. And I love your, you know, at 66, it's midlife. That's my thought process as well. So we can do this together, May, and we can bring as many people along for the ride that want to come and learn with us. And
yeah.
Thanks to my audience, because I know you guys are all here learning about your health, implementing this in your life, and also wanting to enjoy a long, healthy, vital life. So appreciate you being here and have a wonderful rest of your week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.